Ready and sell? You ready? Gina and everybody over here ready? Mark, are you guys all ready? Okay. What's that? Oh, okay. We'll call this workshop to order. Would everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everybody to this workshop today. Next on the agenda is roll call, and Charles said that he would not be here. So do I hear a motion to excuse Charles?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Eugene first, Gina second. Any questions? Good, and that passes. Oh, do I hear, do I hear aye for approval?
Aye.
Okay, opposed the same. Okay, that passes it. Thank you. Okay, presentation by AWC. Victoria?
AWC's mission is to serve our members through
City Legislative Action Conference. We invite legislators in. We have a big reception. We have them come in and talk about specific issues of the day. And it's we have 300 to 400 elected officials that attend that in New January or February, whenever we have it. So consider attending one of those. They're really amazing. One thing that we don't cover, and then I'll stop and see if there are any questions. We don't, as an association, track for New City's individual capital projects or individual initiatives that you're pursuing from home. If you want funding for something in the capital budget or regular budget that benefits your city, you may be competing against another community. And we don't get in the middle of that competition. So cities often will hire someone to represent them if they're looking for money for a sewer project or open a museum or whatever. So we have a couple of dozen cities that actually hire lobbyists that represent them. Some of them work for the city, some of them are contract lobbyists. And we have a plethora of each. We invite them all in. They give all the information from us. They're invited to come to one of our meetings every week during legislative session. We try to keep them in the fold so they understand what it is that we, the association, are pursuing. And we have very good working relationships with them. One of our legislative sponsors, Dave Williams, just came back from a meeting where he, a national meeting in Beaver, that the state of Florida, the cities down there have 200 individual city lobbyists. And some of them worked in competition, worked on issues that were not beneficial to cities. And they have a real struggle with that. And we don't have that in Washington State. So I consider us fortunate to have a good working relationship with everyone who represents cities in Washington. In fact, we give some of them rent office space from us, so that we see them every day. So I think I covered pretty much the overview of NWC and what we do legislatively. And if you would like, Mayor, I would entertain questions, or I could be, available. I can give you my card. If there were specific things you wanted to talk about, I'd be happy to talk to you.
Questions from council? Questions, comments? I've attended the legislative conferences the last 3 years. This year I've got to attend the annual conference for the first time in June, and I was very, very impressed. The classes were very good, very informative, and you get a lot out of them. They're very good to attend. Really appreciate them
and
what the AWC does.
If there are things that you're not offering that are, challenging to you or you in your particular area, let us know what they are. Email us, because we're always taking information down, and then we have a committee that actually puts together the education for that conference. So we try to help them to hit the mark with the subjects that are possible.
Well, we appreciate what you guys do for the cities. So I didn't realize you did that much. I've been to quite a few of your conferences also, and always enjoy them. Really good dialogue. Back both directions for me that don't go to very many of them, but they're really, really good. It's a good time to grow and learn about your responsibilities, and it's like you also did a shoe-in for the next person we have on the list here, so, but thank you very much, Victoria. Okay, and then next is Scott. Okay, presentation on lobbyists. Part of what I'm doing, Council, so you're aware of, is we got our budget time coming up. So I'm bringing things before you just to take a look at and be thinking about. And this is one of them. Do we want a lobbyist? Maybe that's something, a part-time lobbyist. I know Scott represents Quincy some. Who else? I'll let you start talking, then I'll let you take over, Scott. Okay. Thank you. because of what you just shared, Public Works Trust Fund. You know, so are you the kind of person we want to hire that help find, you know, develop relationships so like we get funding for projects in the future, things like that? Are we going in the right direction?
Seems like Scott is a little familiar over there. Once in a while, you'll run into him in the hall or somewhere, you know. I know I've been there a few times, and I thought, well, what are you doing here? And he's off on something else, and I'm going some other direction over there occasionally. But like Victoria there, too, I know Scott, he was at several meetings with AWC. Here's Scott. He shows up right there, and he may be working on a different phase of it, but it's still related to city problems and whatnot. Like Guama, like what he mentioned with Lindsay, Kevin Lindsay, and that was a big issue, and there's some things that are coming out, develop out of that again, and it was from their back, from the work that they did before he left with Guama, but it's beginning to start to be put together again, and I don't know, I think you've got to have somebody over there with a voice to make those guys understand what you're doing. I mean, you can talk to one or two, you can talk to your own legislatures, but you're just talking to two or three. But you've got to get that whole group together and talk to them. And if you got to do it one-on-one down the road, that's what it takes. And you got to cross the aisle occasionally, too. You can't go straight down this aisle, and it isn't going to happen that way. But I commend both of you for what you're doing over there. Put up with that, I know.
I strongly agree, and I think that's the direction we need to go, that dollar's getting more and more competitive out there, and we've got to find the different resources to get that done. We've got a lot of projects on the line here that we needed to get done, and now we're looking at putting them off for quite a while. We got 14th Street, one of our main arterials. We got the South Broadway project. And some of these, the Public Works Trust Fund was what we were hoping to get these done with. And we're going to have to look for alternative means to do this, because as the city, we can't financially do it ourselves. And like I said, I think with your help and Larry and the AWC, I think we could, myself, I think we need to go that direction to help to look for alternative funding that way.
Question is, so we contact you, so there must be some type of fee structure or something. I mean, how do we work with you, I guess is the question. See how we go forward. So, because we'll probably have you come before a committee then in the future, and if we're getting into a budget process, and you explain it to them, and we'll have you, you know, we'll get it nailed down a little bit tighter and things, and then we can wait for the whole council to take a hard look at it and decide if we want it in our budget or not for next year. So, this is new to us. I know Ken and Ken have been going quite a few years. So they've been a real blessing to the city because they've been there and have heard what's going on and been able to talk to different people. But you know, I think it's something good for us to take a look at now. And, you know, some of the streets that Ken just mentioned, 14th in particular, has three schools pouring in on it. They just built a new school on it also, and it's just a two-lane road that's deteriorating. And we had hoped to get some financing there, but that's gone. And, state senators, and hopefully we're going to get them here. We're going to show them around the community what's going on and have a conversation with them, so we're hoping to get them more aware of what Othello's needs are. Anything else from council? Scott, thank you very much. It was educational. I'm sure you'll be hearing from us, and we're going to want to learn a little more about this, I'm sure. And we'll see what happens from there. So. Okay, camera demo for police cars. Chief Dennegan?
Back in the budget cycle, 2012, be parking or stopping in Tucker Lane. On the protocol, the plate's going to be one Adam, Young David, 970.
Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
My name's Sergeant Garza. I'm with the Othello Police Department. The reason I stopped you is because one of your front headlights doesn't work. Did you know that?
I just noticed it today on my road trip.
Okay. Can I see your driver's license, registration, insurance, please? Sure. Okay. Also, I need to tell you there's a camera in my car. It's going to record what we say and do. I forgot to tell you that initially. Okay. Go ahead and grab it. I thought I saw it loose in the glove box. Yeah. Set height over on. There it is. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and take that back.
All right.
I'll be with you in a second. Okay.
Okay.
How long will you keep records back or keep these?
Thank you.
expect the system to last before we have to look at replacing it again. There. Years should be.
Yeah, I think for the dollar that we spend for this and the years that we get out of it and what it actually does is a very, very cheap investment. And like I said, it's a good security or liability for the city. And Tell everybody that. Yeah, we're very lucky. Okay, consideration of legal review of the Othello Municipal Code by Code Publishing, Ms. L. Thank you.
get an outside look from another attorney. So I think that's a good thing to do. Do you want to bring it back next week to look at it again?
Definitely. It's something that we need to do.
Make one comment. I was going through a lot of that from each one of those cities, and it's surprising how many on our code is not up to date, and there is some problems with a lot of them in our code system. I know some of these, they were showing different things that was happening. They had certain amounts of money which were illegal for penalties and whatnot, and the way the thing is written, why it wouldn't hold up court, a few things like that. But I think our code system does have to be thoroughly gone through and updated. Maybe this is the cheapest way to go.
I got to realize in the code also, some of our codes are somewhat old. They were legal in those days.
Right.
You see, and times change. So that could be part of it too. I don't know. But, you know. But I guess it sounds like we'll bring it back next week and see if the council wants to.
I've got one question on that. So it says the recommendation, does the city wish to amend ordinance before republication? So if we tell them yes, is there an extra charge for that? Find some that need to be say bye bye to, things like that, or be totally rewritten. Yeah, things like that. So go to the next one.
Thank you.
great because you can click on the ordinance number and it comes right up. You can sit there and read it. And then, of course, on the far right is the title of it, is all these others you can click on to tie it all together, which makes it really nice for both the city and the citizens. And it would also probably take care of some of the public records requests because they can solve their issues right there by looking at it really easily or can be directed to or something like that. So some of the public records requests anyway. So it's really actually pretty neat to watch and use. So it was fun looking at it the other day. But for that price of that, boy, that's a bargain. You know, at least I thought. So we're supposed to bring it back next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do that.
Great. Thank you, SL. That was great. Okay, well, number five, failure, 8-5-2013. Okay, August. Terry.
So,
comment here. I think Terry went the right direction here to make the thing happen. You know, if we'd have waited for council here and we'd maybe set up an emergency meeting and whatnot, this way we've got it out, we've got it being worked on, and being its emergency factor, I think we can just continue to go ahead and get the thing repaired and get it back in the hole, because it's crucial that we get that back online. So I don't see where we have any choice but to go ahead and get the job done and suffer the consequences price-wise.
Terry, thank you for getting right on that. Okay, any committee reports?
One small one here. I can't really tell you much information what I'm going to talk about here, but I was sitting in the Guama meeting here the other night after our forum. I went to the Guama meeting and we had a little discussion there. And I think there's some light at the end of the tunnel on our water situation and whatnot. We've been working on this for quite a while, what to do with these aquifers as a declining water in them. And they've been working on some recharge ideas and whatnot. Odessa Aquifer up by Odessa area, they're talking about coming out of the Columbia and pumping water up and dumping it into the aquifers up in that particular area. And they've got two or three other pilot programs, and I didn't know, but Othello is on that list. We've been pushing that pretty hard. And it looks like there's a pretty good possibility something might happen in the near future. And the nice thing about it, at the present time, those monies won't come out of the individual cities or whatever. It'll come out of that Columbia River monies that we have up and down the area for the aquifers and whatnot. So I think there's a possibility that they might be able to relieve some of this pressure that we've got on this declining aquifer. So I just wanted to kind of enlighten you about it. Larry, I know, is working on it. Kevin Lindsay's working on it. And I don't want to step on anybody's toes or talk too much here because we're in the preliminary stages of this thing, but I think it's enough that we as a city need to know what's happening here. And as I get more information and see what's happening here, why, I'll keep you in line of what's happening. I think Guama will come to our council meeting and give us a presentation of it. They're not ready yet because we haven't got enough information on it, but I think it's enough that we can, we have it in our mind that we might have a possibility here for out. Larry can add probably more than I can to it, but. One other thing I think is great about it, ecology is pushing it. Otherwise, like what Larry says, we would try to push them and nobody would give at all. Besides, you got to go to the federal government, you got to go to the Bureau. Time you get through that, how many years you are down the road is hard to tell. But by coming from the other direction, they're doing the push and doing the legwork, so it might be a good situation for all of us.
Sounds exciting. Any other committee reports? Unfinished business? New business?
I got a couple little items here. As Mark mentioned a few meetings ago about a sign for WorkStop, they did get that moved down on Broadway and Highway 26, so you can actually see which way to turn. So that's one good thing. I have had several complaints about the trees out to Walmart again, site problems and whatnot. So I don't know whether we need to get on to Walmart to work on those or whether we just go out there and trim them or what we do, but I think we need to take a look at that particular problem. One other item, and this goes with the police chief and probably Terry. I've had several complaints about 7th and Scutney, not with the stop sign or the problem with that. But what we've got there is you're going south on 7th, you've technically got two lanes there. You're not supposed to have because we extended the parking lane. But everybody will come up there and go in the actual traffic lane and thinking, well, yeah, I got to stay in this lane to make a right turn or left turn or straight ahead. And then pretty soon somebody comes up and they ducks over and they go on the right lane and make a right turn, and it's very close to having several accidents. So my thought, or my train of thought here, the idea is maybe back up that parking lane a little bit, leave that as those two lanes, and let that one be a right lane, not a free one like it used to be, because I think it's been long enough we don't have to worry about that. You still got the stop sign, and then let the other one be a straight and a left turn. And then they could do that, and you'd keep that separated. So you might take a look at it and see what you think on that. But I've had several people ask me about that particular intersection.
Any other new business? Mark?
One more thing on, as you're heading south on First Street, it goes two lanes to one lane. There's no signs there saying that. It's going to
merge, yeah.
Single lane.
Yeah. Anything else? Okay, Mayor's announcements. Tomorrow the city will host a meet and greet for the city administrator finalists. This is open to the public and will be from 6:30 to 9 p.m. here at the council chambers. If you really want to invite the citizens to come and meet them, plus we'll have food. So it's a great opportunity to come and eat, I guess. The committee and staff will be also conducting interviews on Wednesday for the city administrator. That'll be an all-day process. Please be here in the council chambers at 8:15. You that are participating, how many council members do we have that'll be here? One, two, three? Just three?
8:15, maybe a little early, but I'll be here.
Okay. For a meeting with Greg Prothman prior to the interview, so we need to get our six questions for each group selected. So. That can make it. It'd be great if you can come. Also, I wanted to share something from the Washington Babe Ruth Softball Association. Dear Mayor Wilson, I am writing to thank you for the hospitality shown teams from around the state at a recently completed Washington Babe Ruth Softball Tournament. That's one we had about 3 weeks ago, I believe. I had last been in Othello in 2004 when I attended a regional softball tourney there. I found this year a comfortable return. Broad, clean streets, a beautiful Lions Park that had changed a little over the years, friendly and efficient city employees were responsible for preparing the fields each day, and folks in the community were among the most welcoming I've seen. Even the weather dipped down into the 80s so the residents of Olympic Peninsula could find it tolerable. Mm-hmm. So, and then there was also special credits to Pete Guzman and Chaski Krebs, who managed the tournament and brought teams to Othello to enjoy the ball and spend their money. I hope Othello realizes the benefit of their work, as I know I left a few dollars behind in the local economy. That speaks highly of our community and its citizens, so I really wanted to make sure that everybody heard this. You know, it's a real testament of the hard work we put in as a council, as a city, and citizens. And I thought it was pretty neat, so.
Wasn't there another tournament here last week? There was another one there? And the, what I heard was that they were supposed to be in Moses Lake, and Moses Lake was holding them up for a price for all sorts of stuff, and they didn't like it up there, so they moved down here on a quick basis and used this down here, and they were really impressed with the facility, and it was so good.
Any other comments or anything from the council? Yeah, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Turn off your mics.